Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody, and may it be Shavua Tov. We begin with Parshas Pekudei, the second pasuk of Betzalel ben Uri ben Achur saw Eis Kol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. So Betzalel did not what Moshe told him to do, but what Hashem told Moshe to do. So this is the famous Medrash that Rashi quotes there. But notes it approvingly, right? Betzal el Hayisa, right? The idea that you were somehow uniquely, you know, in the divine presence. Because the truth of the matter is that even though Moshe was totally focused, you know, on the Kelim, we'll read it inside in a second, Bitzal said, you know, that's not the derech of making a Mishkan first, or any house. You need to first build the structure, the superstructure, and then you can build in the furniture, right? Asher tziva oso Moshe in k'tiv kan, elo kol asher tziva Hashem as Moshe, filu dvarim, shelo amar lo rabo, hismicha daito lema shenemar, ki Moshe tzivu lebetzal aso tchila Kelim ve'achar kach Mishkan. Right, the Aron, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaKtoras, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Amar lo Betzalel, min ha-golam, lasos tchila bayis, ve'achar kach mesim kelim besocho. Amar lo kach shamati mipi'akadosh baruch hu. Amar lo kach shamati mipi'akadosh baruch hu. Amar lo Moshe, Betzal el ha-yisek. Vivadai kach tziva li'akadosh baruch hu, v'chein osa, ha-mishkan tchila ve'achar kach osa kelim. Okay, so, you know, obviously this is a very significant medrash in terms of, you know, helping us understand both the persona of Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu. But just wanted to share something I was so privileged to hear, you know, when Shal Shud is from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, and Ru'uyim Hadvarim Lamishamarim, this was just so characteristic of his approach in general. He was talking about, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective. And of course, in the technical, architectural sense, there's no arguing with Bezalel, and indeed, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So, you know, you have to wonder a little bit. I may be formulating it in my own terms, but, you know, the idea is really Rav Lichtenstein's. You know, you have to wonder a little bit, you know, what Moshe, you know, was the Aspak Laria Meira. What he, you know, he forgot. You know, Moshe, this is, you know, one of the times in the Torah where Moshe is confused or he doesn't know. It's Benos Slavchad and the Mekoshesh, the Mekalel, and then, you know, all of a sudden Moshe just, you know, he couldn't remember this this detail. But no, on the contrary, right, this gives us an insight into, you know, how Moshe Rabbeinu perceived things, which is extremely important for us to recognize. And Moshe knew that, of course, there had to be, you know, Amudei HaChatzer and Kali HaChatzer. There needed to be, you know, the Mishkan and the Oel and the Mikseh and maybe two, you know, covers, Oros Elim, Oros Techat. Maybe all that was true, and there needed to be Krashim. But if you asked Moshe what the Mishkan was about, it's Vinoati the Chasham, Dibarti Chasham El Kaporis, Mabin Shneak Ruvim. It was about the Eish Tamid to Karanis Vechlo Sichba. It's about Vinasatala Shulchan Lechem Apanim Lefanai Tamid. It's about, you know, Lahalo Sner Tamid. It's about all of the spiritual messaging, the Ketores Tamid that's intrinsic and, you know, the Klei HaKodesh, Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem BaKatef Yisau. And so Moshe's orientation, you know, his spiritual ambition, if I could use that expression within this context, you know, colored, so to speak, his perspective, kaviyachol, his memory, and he says to Bezalel, Bezalel El Hayisa, wonderful, you know, now we understand, of course, how we're going to do this pragmatically. So it's always important in life, even if, you know, we're going to need to do certain things first that axiologically are secondary or tertiary, that we always keep our eye on what the telos really is. And of course, the telos, and in this case, is v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, and Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, singular focus on that, you know, accounted for a little bit of, you know, maybe, you know, superficial contention briefly with Bezalel until that was all cleared up. But it really reflects the idea, and Rav Lichtenstein, how often did we hear him quote this? The sulam utzavartza v'rosho magi hashamayim. Of course, you need it to be firmly rooted in the ground if you want to be able to climb anywhere on it, let alone all the way up to shamayim. You know, mutzavartza v'rosho magi hashamayim avinei malachei elokim olim v'yardim bo. The idea of malachim, you know, being, you know, and stretching forth towards the heavens, you know, it's being a very, you know, significant and a very crucial point for it to be rooted in the ground. So here, of course, you need, you know, the Mishkan, and you need the Amudei HaChatzer, you need all of that. But what we really need above all, you know, is a sense, a very important sense, that this is all pointed in the direction of V'noati L'chasham V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. And that accounted for Moshe Rabbeinu's supreme and almost singular focus on the Klei HaKodesh. And even if chronologically that's secondary, axiologically, it can only be but the primary element.